our mother Hazrat Aisha's radiallahu anha knowledge. Although Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha was still very young when our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, she was one of those who best knew, understood, and committed to memory the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha began memorizing the Quran from an early age and made enthusiastic use of our Prophet's sallallahu alaihi wasallam learning. Leading members of the community in both the time of the Prophet's sallallahu alaihi wasallam companions and of those who had spoken to and learned from them sought Hazrat Aisha's radiallahu anha advice on a great many matters. Many jurists consulted with our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha in order to benefit from her legal knowledge. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha used Arabic very well, and due to her clear and accessible way of speaking and the way she preached in the manner most suited to the person concerned, she had a great impact on those to whom she spoke. In addition to being our Prophet's sallallahu alaihi wasallam wife, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha was also a worthy student of his and occupies a special place in the field of learning. She corrected errors made by many scholars in the field of canonical jurisprudence and issued perfect interpretations of a number of hadiths. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anh always sought the opinions of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha on legal issues regarding women. This learning on the part of our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha is related as follows in Islamic reference sources. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari says, "When we had difficulty understanding a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we would ask Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha what it meant, and we always received an answer from her." Hazrat Rveh says that of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha that, "I never saw a woman more learned than Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha in the fields of canonical jurisprudence, medicine, and poetry." Atta bin Abi Rebah said, "Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha was one of the members of the Ummah with the best knowledge of religious law and who held the very soundest opinions. Because of her remarkable memory and her close attention to every move made by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the information provided by our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha is of the greatest value." Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, one of the companions who related most hadiths, handed down a total of 2,210 hadiths from our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Aisha's radiallahu anha contribution to the spread of Islam. Following the death of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our mother Hazrat Aisha's radiallahu anha house in Medina became a center of learning where many people, great and small, would come to listen to her. In this way, she had the opportunity to spread and transmit Islamic moral values in the most effective way. Hazrat Aisha's radiallahu anha wise speech and her deep love and devotion to our Lord and our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were instrumental in her making a considerable impact on the people she spoke to. Our mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, took a close interest in women's education and schooling right from the time when our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was still alive. Thus, she herself and the students she taught became clear models showing that women needed to be actively involved in learning. Our mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, died in Medina on Tuesday, the 17th day of Ramadan in the year 676. Hadiths handed down from our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam preferred others' desires over his own. He did not speak his words fast and one after the other. His words were few and to the point. The Blessed One's words were carefully chosen. Everyone who heard them understood. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a thing he liked, he said, "Thanks be to Allah that pure things come from His blessing alone." He was the gentlest, the most generous, and the most smiling of faces towards women.